الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله JVS of Madani Channel, you're watching the program Repentance. And today, inshallah, we will continue our discussion where we left it in our previous episode. We were talking about different reasons because of which people normally stay away from repentance or they delay in repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been going about this topic from last couple of episodes, and this is very important for us to understand and cover these aspects as well to ensure that we come over these so-called lame excuses which serve or which become an obstacle in between a person and repentance. So we've covered few of them in our last few episodes, and today inshallah zawajal we'll cover few more of them to inshallah zawajal enable us to overcome them in case any of them are also present in our character or which are keeping us away from repenting as well. But before that, let's first of all listen to a blessing of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has stated that adorn your gatherings by reciting salat upon me, by sending salutations upon me, as this will be nur for you on the day of judgment. This will be light, illumination for you on the day of judgment, the day when everyone will be in need of that nur. When everyone will be in need of that illumination, on that day, the recitation of Salat upon the Prophet that we recite in this world, that will serve as a nur, as illumination on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we'll be covering other aspects and we'll be discussing about some more elements that serve as an obstacle between a person and repentance. Another reason that has been stated in books is that sometimes people, they delay in repenting or don't come towards repentance not because of any reason. There isn't any apparent reason that keeps them away from repenting, but they still remain deprived of repentance. And one of the main reasons for this is, and also you can say one of the discrete reasons for this is, that people, when they fall in love with the other gender, with the opposite gender, and this is one of those reasons because of which people also tend to stay away from repentance. Why? Because they worry over the fact that in case I repent and I adopt the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, then I would lose the interest of the other person that they might have in me. So this is one of the satanic whispers that play up in our minds that keep us away from repenting. And they feel that if I do so, then these feelings that I have in my heart for the other person, they will not show any interest in me. And obviously, when these feelings arise in a person's heart, then just getting hold of the other person is the only objective that plays up or dominates his mind. And this is one of the very big reasons why it keeps people away from repenting. And what is the solution for this? Now, those people who fall prey to these kinds of satanic whispers, what they need to realize is and focus upon is that they shouldn't be thinking about the temporary pleasure that they are after. Rather, they should be pondering over the wastage of money, because wealth is also spent in these matters, the wastage of time, wastage of their health, and the defaming of the name of their family and earning the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So these are those factors that a person should keep in view, keep in mind. And these are those things which keep a person, of course, away from such practices and that make a person think otherwise over these temptations. And such a person should also question himself in a way that these temptations that I have for the other person in my heart, if someone else also had similar kind of feeling for my sister or my daughter, then would I bear this? Then what would be my state? Wouldn't I be infuriated? Of course I would be. So this is how a person should reflect upon himself, that the way I cannot bear to see anyone having these kinds of thoughts about my sister or my daughter. Similarly, how can another person bear for me having these kinds of temptations and thoughts for their sister or daughter? So these kind of thoughts we need to bring up in our minds and of course ponder upon our state. Inshallah Zawajal, this method of reflection would enable us to remove these kinds of ill temptations away from our heart. And inshallah Zawajal, it will enable us to draw ourselves closer towards repentance. Let's listen to a blessed hadith in this regard, where the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam beautifully reformed a young man who came in his court, and he sought permission for indecency, for an indecent act. What did the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam say to him? How did he reform him? Let's listen to this hadith. It is stated that once a young man, he came in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and said that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, grant me permission for fornication. Grant me permission to fornicate. Upon this, all the Sahaba, all the companions, alayhim ridwan, they became infuriated. They became very, very angry. And they wanted to, of course, take him to account, to which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stopped them. And he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam called that young man close to him and made him sit by him. And very affectionately, very kindly, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked him this question, that, O young man, would you prefer for someone else to commit to perform the same action? To which he said that, how can I bear this? How can I prefer this? So the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam then replied to him that, how can then other people bear the same thing for their daughter or their mother with you? Then the beloved Prophet alaihi salatu wasalam further asked him that, if similar action was performed with your daughter, then would you like it? He replied, no. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that, if similar kind of action was performed by someone with your sister, would you like it? And if it was performed against your auntie? So this way, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam questioned him over his other relatives. And every single time he kept on saying that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I wouldn't like this. And people, of course, they wouldn't like this either. After this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam placed his merciful hand upon the chest of that person and he supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, O Lord Almighty, purify his heart and protect his private part and forgive his sin. And it is stated that after that, that very young man, he stayed away from fornication for the rest of his life. So you see, dear viewers of Madani channel, that how beautifully the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam reformed that young man, and he alayhi salatu wasalam made him realize that how severe a sin this is, the temptations that he was holding in his heart. And this is also enough for us to realize that having these thoughts in our mind, having these thoughts in our mind, if we keep ourselves away from repentance, that what a bigger loss this is for ourselves. So this very hindrance that comes in the way of us and repentance, we need to get this removed. And we need to keep this hadith of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam before us. And we need to keep questioning ourselves. And we need to keep pondering upon these temptations in this way, that these feelings, ill feelings that I have in my heart regarding other person, if someone else has similar kind of feelings against my sister or my daughter or my mother, my aunt or my wife, then how would I feel? Would I accept the other person having these kinds of feelings or committing the same action with any of my relatives? Of course, no one's iman, no one's prestige would allow him to accept this fact. So when we question ourselves in this manner and reflect upon this very ill temptation in this manner, inshallah azawajal, this satanic whisper, this obstacle will also be removed and we will draw closer towards repentance, inshallah azawajal. Now another reason, another factor which serves as an obstacle between a person and repentance is that sometimes what people think is that if I repent, then the so-called worldly progress, I will be deprived of it. I won't be able to gain the same rank or same post or same worldly fame if I repent. So this is another thing that sometimes keeps us away from repenting. We think that repenting wouldn't make us successful in our career, in our profession, in gaining worldly wealth, so on and so forth. So this ill thought, this satanic whisper serves as a very, very big obstacle between a person and repentance. Now regarding this, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stated that the love of this dunya, the love of this world, is the root of every evil. We need to understand this and keep this hadith before us in you to understand that what kind of ill thoughts we've kept in our hearts, that we keep ourselves away from repenting. Why? Because I wouldn't be successful in my career, in my profession, so and so forth. But the solution to this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, to ponder upon it deeply, that the love of this world is the root cause of every evil. So we need to understand that we shouldn't be prioritizing this materialistic world over our akhirah. And the person who prioritizes this world over his akhirah, over his hereafter, that person faces destruction. Because in another hadith, it has been stated that the one who loves his dunya, then he harms his akhirah, his afterlife. And he who loves the afterlife, he who loves the hereafter, he harms his dunya. So, O Muslims, do not prioritize the perishing thing, meaning this dunya, this world, over the everlasting thing, meaning the hereafter, the akhirah. So we need to ensure that our priorities are set right. We need to ensure that we do not prioritize this mortal world, this perishing world, over the perpetual, the everlasting hereafter. Because the one who does so, he is in utter loss. So this is what we need to understand. And another thing that we need to realize over here is that this is very big satanic whisper, that if we repent and if we come on the right path, then we will not succeed in our career. This is absolutely wrong, because many people, alhamdulillah, we see that who have repented from their sinful lives, who've come on the right path, who've joined the religious environment of Dawat Islami, but alhamdulillah, they're very successful professionals as well. You'll see many accountants, many engineers, many solicitors who, alhamdulillah, are associated with the religious environment of Dawat Islami. They're serving the religion as well as they're prospering in their professional lives as well. So this is a very, very big ill thought that Satan embeds in our hearts, that if we come on the path of repentance, on the right path, then unfortunately we won't succeed in our career, in our professional life. So we need to shun away, we need to mitigate this concept from our minds and understand that this is not right. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has proved this concept wrong, and you will see many, many professional people attached with the religious environment of Dawat Islami who also serve the deen, and also they also practice their profession as well. Alhamdulillah, you will find many, many such examples. So it is not the case that repentance does not keep you away from having a successful career. In fact, it will actually help you. The doors to halal sustenance will open for you. So we need to understand this, and we need to make sure that we do not prioritize this perishing world over the everlasting hereafter. Why? Because what is the importance of this world in front of the hereafter? What is the comparison of this world in front of the hereafter? Regarding this, let's try to understand this from this blessed hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. He alayhi salatu wasallam has said that by Allah, this world in comparison to the hereafter is like if any of you dips his finger into an ocean and then takes it out, then he can see that how much water has the finger taken from the ocean and returned back. So this is the comparison of this dunya, of this world, with the hereafter. When a person dips his finger in the ocean and takes it out, how much water is there on the finger as compared to the entire ocean? We all can understand that the worth of the water on the finger is nothing in front of the entire ocean. So we can understand from this hadith that what is the worth of this dunya in front of the hereafter? And this dunya, we're running after it day and night, and we're staying away from repentance just because of this accursed perishing dunya, perishing world. So contemplating and reflecting upon this very factor in this way will inshallah enable us to overcome this very factor and draw us closer to repentance. Now, another factor that comes into play and keeps people away from repenting is that sometimes the family members, they become an obstacle in the way of the repentance of a person. They don't let an individual go towards repentance. They come up with nonsensical statements when a person is trying to tread upon the right path, when a person is trying to tread upon the path of a repentance. If someone wants to keep the blessed beard, then what do they say? You're not even married yet. Why do you want to keep beard just right now? Keep a beard when you grow old, or when someone starts going to masjid frequently, then what happens? That, well, what's gone wrong with you? No one's going to give his daughter to you. And many other kinds of nonsensical statements are uttered to those people who make some efforts to come on the right path. Now, the solution to this, what is the solution to this? Now, such kind of people who face these kind of issues and these kind of difficulties, they shouldn't lose hope. And they should keep hope on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as leaving the right path due to the criticism of the family members is not something wise. On the other hand, what we should do is that observe patience and wait for its results. Inshallah, at the end of the day, your patience, your softness will change the hearts of the family members, and eventually you will be the successful one. You will be the one who will be the winner at the end. Do not lose patience, and do not leave the path of repentance, path of guidance, because of the criticism of your family members. Just imagine what difficulties Sahaba Karam alayhi ridwan had to face when they embraced Islam. Many of them were physically tortured, but they stayed steadfast upon the right path. They did not retaliate. They were compassionate. They were merciful. And eventually a time came when they were the winners, when they were successful, and they succeeded in their steadfastness. So similarly, we should also be steadfast upon our repentance and do not worry so much about the criticism of our family members. Supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not lose the hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray to Allah Almighty. Inshallah, things will get better. The sentiments of your family members, they will change. But in the midst of all this, do not be harsh to them. Do not retaliate. Do not reply rudely to them. Inshallah, victory at the end of the day will be yours. You will be the successful one. You will be the winner. So whatever happens, do not leave repentance. Inshallah, you will see many, many blessings in your life because of this. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, these were few factors that we brought before you, which serve as an obstacle between a person and repentance. This was just to give a gist of those factors that serve as an obstacle between a person and repentance. There could be many other factors as well, which could vary from person to person. But keeping these factors that we've discussed over a few episodes, keeping these factors in view, we should try to determine our path and ensure that we do not let go of repentance and always remain steadfast upon repentance. Make sure that all these obstacles, we overcome them and we go towards repentance rather than leaving repentance and falling prey to these obstacles that Satan puts in our way when we are trying to come towards repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to overcome every single obstacle that comes in our path of repentance, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to repent wholeheartedly and sincerely. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.